I'm Sherry Braun. In the fight over health care reform, both the Democrats and the Republicans gathered on Capitol Hill today to talk about what they think of the bill making its way through the U.S. Senate. From the Capitol, we're live with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, Senate Leader Harry Reid emerged from a closed-door meeting with his fellow Democrats sounding hopeful.
We all feel good about the progress we've made on health care, especially within our caucus.
Republican John Kyle says his side is still waiting to see the Democrats' bill.
We still don't know what this bill says.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats should know they'll need every one of their 60 votes to even bring the bill to the floor. Sherry?
8 more Americans killed in IED attacks in Afghanistan, making October the deadliest month for U.S. troops throughout the war. A Foreign Service officer and former Marine captain says he no longer knows why the U.S. is in Afghanistan. From Washington, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The former Marine captain hired by the Foreign Service this year wrote of his doubts and reservations about America's strategy. Matthew Howe told reporters outside his Virginia apartment that the American presence is fueling the Afghan insurgency.
Not because of any links to Al-Qaeda, not because of any type of fundamental hatred towards the West. The only reason they're fighting us is because we're occupying them.
This summer, the Iraq War veteran became the senior U.S. civilian in Zabul province. Now, Howe urges Americans to call their congressman to ask for all combat troops to come home. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says 22 million doses of the H1N1 vaccine are now ready to be shipped. Consumer Reports says Ford is now on par with Japanese car makers when it comes to not breaking down.
Ford's done very well with the reliability of that platform over the last few years.
Consumer Reports' John Linkoff, who says GM and Chrysler still have a ways to go. New worries about consumer confidence today, but S&P says home prices are up. Dow's up 13, NASDAQ down 27. You're listening to ABC News.
Are your health records disorganized?
My health records are a mess. I need to get them organized.
Avoid these frustrating and potentially dangerous situations with Minerva, the complete personal health record manager. Minerva lets you organize all your family's health information in one secure place. Plus, Minerva's portable flash drive puts all your information at your fingertips.
Now my records are organized. Minerva is amazing.
Take control of your health. Go to MyMinerva.com. That's MyMinerva.com. MinerVA.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
We've been telling you about the availability of the H1N1 vaccine. ABC's Ann Compton says it's been delivered to the White House.
8-year-old Sasha and Malia, age 11, got their H1N1 flu shots right here at the White House. Officials say the White House doctor applied for the vaccine like any other medical center would and received the doses last week. President and Mrs. Obama are waiting until priority patients get their flu shots.
ABC's Ann Compton. Imagine a dairy farmer making so little on milk, he'd make more money by slaughtering his herd. That's what's been happening in some parts of the country, including the state of Minnesota. ABC's Matt Gutman has one farmer's story.
It was a Sunday morning a couple months back when Keith Salmon loaded his 80 dairy cows onto the truck.
It was a pretty, I don't know what you want to call it, quiet morning.
The global recession drove down prices, leaving farmers like Salmon with little choice but to sell their cows for slaughter.
It's a very hard thing to do when you've done something for 35 or 40 years.
Nearly as many dairy cows were slaughtered this year as in the past 6 years combined. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
Lord Stern, a leading authority on climate change from Britain, says people around the world will have to give up meat if they hope to save the planet. He says UN figures suggest that meat production is responsible for about 18% of global carbon emissions. This is ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. More than 1,700 firefighters are struggling to surround the Loma Fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains before a dry cold front moves into the Bay Area this afternoon. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected. The 485-acre blaze is 75% surrounded, and those strong winds are already being blamed for blowing over a 75-foot-tall eucalyptus tree in San Jose, causing major damage to three townhomes on Rose Avenue. Jurors deliberated for less than an hour today before convicting a 40-year-old Sacramento man of two counts of first-degree murder for killing his sister and brother-in-law in their El Cerrito home back in 2006. Ed Wyckoff, who served as his own attorney in the case, was also convicted of a special circumstance and makes him eligible for the death penalty. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic checks, Terry Rouse.
Crash in Vallejo, westbound 37 at Fairgrounds Drive. Two vehicles blocking the right lane. Brown bagging your lunch. Bring a delicious Campbell's soup in a heat and eat microwavable bowl. Keep a stash at your desk. Campbell's, good at work. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Strong gusty winds this afternoon. Highs in the 60s. Windy and cool tomorrow as well. It's 64 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Dr. DeNadel here. Welcome once again to the program. All right, let's start with this. Sometimes there's a story that just catches your eye, and you just want to follow it up and see what happens. All right, and this is one of those cases I reported to you a while back of the woman. We'll call her Jane, and she gets a call from a guy who says his disabled brother needs a caregiver, and he needs to be bottle fed. He needs his diapers changed, etc. Well, it turned out, of course, the guy who called and the brother were one and the same. She was ripped off. You know, her husband followed the guy home one day. He's supposed to be walking back. And you know something? As I expected, there's no crime here. No crime. The fellow didn't have the disabilities. Is a fraudulent. She feels violated. She feels disgusted. But the prosecutors are refusing to pursue charges, saying that she was paid and agreed to provide the care, even though it wasn't the real person. And they're not identifying the guy because he's not being charged. She says, I consented to change his diapers, but I legitimately thought this man needed help. How can that not be a crime for him to come into my house and expose himself? It's a very weird case, and I have no idea how this is going to play out. I'm thinking the twists and turns and how, you know, real perpetrators, not that this guy wasn't, you know, could use this little loophole, you know, to do, to get things they have no right to. Let's see here. And why, come on, I mean, there's a lot of people here posting their comments saying this is an adult baby fetish or a diaper love fetish. And people want to be treated as babies and talk in little soft tones and like the man did. And nevertheless, criminal justice professor here said the man obtained the services fraudulently, but he paid for them. All right. Here's something similar in Japan. Excuse me, South Korea. A hypnotist has been fined for stealing a kiss on a blind date with a woman he thought he had successfully put in a trance. Note to self. If you're a hypnotist and you put someone in a trance, make sure they're in a trance if you're going to kiss her. The woman eventually was persuaded, and he chanted, black hole, you will plunge deeper into a trance. You will feel thrilled all over your body. And if my hand touches your body, you will feel intense pleasure. Well, she says, you know, I was alert. My eyes were closed, and she's trying to humor him. And, well, that didn't work either. Well, here's something... I don't know what to do with this. It's a long Wall Street Journal piece today. You tell me. Here's a woman comes into the doctor's office. And in this article, the doctors are talking about how come we missed a diagnosis? How come this patient slips through? And they're, you know, they're browbeating. They're upset. They're blaming themselves. And the doctors are meekly asking the question, is the patient sometimes to blame when doctors miss a diagnosis? Well, you tell me. The woman comes in. She's a big-time alternative medicine enthusiast. She had a lump in her breast. The doctor made, you know, recommendations, follow-up. She didn't do it. The primary care doc schedules her for a mammogram again, but she wanted to first try alternative remedies, so she skips the appointment. She never went back to see the doctor because she felt that as soon as she began talking about her alternative treatments, he shut her down. There's a first bad link here is how we doctors are supposed to handle people that come up with all this stuff, and sometimes it's frustrating. Well, I don't need to describe to you, the tumor was so large and so heavy it pulled the whole rest of her body down. She's hunched over in his examining room, cradling her left arm, not out of habit, but to support the weight of the cancer in her breast. And they had obviously removed the tumor, and we don't know how she's doing at this particular point. And the doctor launches into her not being the first patient he's seen who, A, wait until the cancer is totally advanced before seeing a doctor, and also want to try different things themselves. Quote, I find myself wondering when it comes to patients like this, whose diagnoses are delayed for various personal, social, or economic reasons, how responsible am I as a doctor to these patients? Here's a survey by Harvard of 100 women whose breast cancer was diagnosed at late or advanced stages. They found in one half of them, the failure was due to something the patient did. The patients will not go for their mammograms. They will not go to see the specialist that was recommended. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, the doctors here are saying, well, we should write letters to these patients. We should go after them. And I just don't know if that's really appropriate. If, I mean, how far are we supposed to go before you'll accuse us of, you know, meddling in your life and being non-believers and all that? I have a fairly hardcore attitude about it, but I'd be willing to listen to someone else's opinion. All right, we talked last week about using a face mask and washing your hands in your home to prevent the spread of flu. It seems to work. Face masks out in general public don't seem to do much. And now U.S. guidelines for the H1N1 swine flu just released discourage the early closure of schools. Right? Quote, the potential benefits of preemptively dismissing students from school are outweighed by negative consequences, including students being left home alone, health workers missing shifts when they have to stay home with their kids, students missing meals, interruption of their education. And more important to me is all those things are okay if you're going to save someone's life, right? Schools are breeding grounds for infections. We know that. But studies have shown unless they're closed for the entire flu season, closing them only delays the inevitable spread of the disease. So I'm honing in on that deal there. Like, you want to close my school for the entire flu season? Go ahead. Sign me up. And maybe that's what they're trying to prevent here. They do say 6 students should be sent home promptly. Staff should try innovative ways to keep students apart if flu does show up at school. One thing they're doing here along these lines at Stanford, they're doing an experiment with, you're going to love this. No, this is not healthcare reform, although maybe. Drive-through ERs. This is like the drive-through restaurant. You drive up to the ER outside, and there will be a doctor, a nurse is standing there in a white coat and a mask, right? And they talk to you, and they can reach through the car window. You can stick your arm out. You can get your blood pressure taken. And the whole idea is that the drive-through, first of all, reduce patients' stay by 1.5 hours in the ER. 1.5 hours. And while they started doing this, I think, looking, what are they going to do with a pandemic hits? Not that it hasn't already. I thought this is a pretty good idea. You keep the patients in the car outside. You don't bring them into the ER where they're going to cough and sneeze and everybody and make sure if they're not sick at that point, they're going to be sick in a day when they come home. So I thought it was a pretty clever deal. And the nurse is out there triaging the patients, deciding who the sickest people are, and they should get bumped up to the front of the line. So hang on for that one. This one could work towards health reform. Finally, some health insurance companies, etc., are given a nod for online consultation with doctors. It's great for simple follow-up visits when a patient lives far from their doctor. And they're doing online, and video chat. Aetna and Cigna are covering digital consultations conducted at a place called RelayHealth.com. It's an Atlanta-based company that has web visits. The physician, what you do is you fill out a written questionnaire about your symptoms. Then they send that to the doctor. The doctor then has to respond in 24 hours. Seems like they could slick this part up, slicking it up. But with follow-up questions, suggested treatments, a prescription, or request to see the patient in person if you haven't died in the 24 hours. The doc gets $25 for online consultation. And the patients have a copay of $10, though it varies by individual plans. Listen, I've been doing what I'm doing here all my, you know, a big chunk of my life. I was going to say all my life, basically 30-something years. And you know as well as I do, we can make some progress here. I can tell you if you need to go see a doctor. I can sometimes tell you you can wait for a day or two. And this stubbornness that you got to come into the office to see the doctor in person and we've got to put you in the stupid gown and take your blood pressure and all that, I think it's nonsense. Okay, yeah, in a perfect world, maybe every patient should come in physically to see the doctor. But we're looking at ways of reasonably saving money. And I think most patients don't want to come in and see us. Do you really want to come in and put the gown on? Of course not. If you felt secure that I was hearing you and listening to your symptoms and giving you good advice, you might be just as satisfied, right? Okay, two things here. This is a study from a socioeconomics institute that says the economy has a lot to do with our attitude towards drugs and alcohol. When you look at today's situation with prohibition, we're talking about marijuana here, between 1920 and 33, just as alcohol was legalized when the slump reached its nadir, so concessions to marijuana could be around the corner. He says here that recessions seem to, when times are hard, liberal attitudes and drugs tend to prevail. He argues that during economic downturns, people have more serious worries. They view drugs as relatively innocuous, while drug runners become more desperate and violent as their markets shrink, making society more willing to end the bloodshed by lifting prohibitions. That's interesting, no? This one, be careful. This is just in animals, but it makes sense to me. See, if you smoke marijuana, where does it stay in your body? In your fat tissue, right? So suppose 3 weeks ago you smoked marijuana. It's now in your fat tissues. You could probably pass a drug test. But if you go on a diet or you don't eat yesterday and then you take a drug test, you see your fat cells are breaking down because you're on a diet. And they release the marijuana and you can get twice the level of marijuana in your blood by going on a diet and you will test positive for cannabis. Now, they started the research because they heard these anecdotal reports of spikes in blood marijuana levels in people who have not taken the drug, but experienced either extreme stress or rapid weight loss. And it seems stress can do the same thing, can cause fat cells to break down and release THC into the blood. That's a heck of a thing, huh? Women, this is the same old deal. This is trying to settle it that women who have a mastectomy after being diagnosed with breast cancer seem to have a similar quality of life, whether or not they have breast reconstruction surgery. I think it's individual. I don't think studies like this can answer the question because women who choose reconstruction may differ from those who don't. In other words, they found women, in general, their self-esteem was the same, whether they had reconstruction or not. Their sex life seemed the same, their social life, their emotional well-being. The problem was is that women who choose reconstruction may differ from those who do not in terms of quality of life, body image, and sexuality, which could affect how they perceive and report the effects of reconstruction. The point is, and as I'm a man here, it's hard for me. I can't tell you what to think or feel here, but it does seem that many women do well having breast surgery and not having reconstruction. Some women may want the reconstruction, and I would encourage you to do so if that's you. All this hullabaloo about cutting down on calories, and I've been asked the question a few times, and this is kind of interesting. Whether you cut down the calories, like cut down your caloric intake every day for prevention of cancer and longevity, or like go crazy and fast for a whole day, and then eat regularly for a couple of days, and fast for a whole day. Well, this particular study here shows that intermittent restriction, i.e. the fasting deal, is more effective at reducing breast cancer in animals. This is a 25% reduction compared to control animals here. And the mammary incidence the tumor incidence was 71% in control animals who ate the amount of food they wanted to, but 35% in those who were chronically restricted. That means you cut their calories every day, versus only 9% in those who intermittently restricted calories. Now, a lot of you have called and told me it's a lot easier for you to just, like, stop eating for a day. Right? It's clear, it's crisp, it's clean, as opposed to, how many French fries can I eat? You know, Doc said to eat what I want, but cut down the amount. And that confuses some of you. Well, there's some animal research here, at least to support that. I'm not ready to take this into humans, although I have no reason to tell you you're going to harm yourself, unless you're diabetic or unless a couple other things going on, by just not eating for a day. More than that, you call me and we'll talk about it. All right? If this headline doesn't grab you, nothing's gonna. Your brain thinks that money is a drug. I'll explain later. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so good.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Small business and startups know you can't afford to have your email go down and not be able to communicate with your clients or employees. That's where DNA Mail can help your company succeed. With DNA Mail, you get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation, free setup, even free 24/7 support. Uptime is 99.9% guaranteed and all for just $8.95 per month with a 30-day free trial. DNA Mail also supports your employees' BlackBerry and iPhones, your SharePoint intranet and email archiving, everything you need to keep communication consistently flowing. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system, fighting spam and viruses, or having an IT specialist on staff or even on call. You'll save time and money by letting DNA Mail handle it for you. And every standard and unlimited DNA Mail Exchange account comes with a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Give DNA Mail a call at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204 or check out dnamail.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome up to the program. Let's talk to Rose. How you doing, Rose?
So, I've smoked for 20 years, and I recently tried to quit, and I felt like when I was replacing the cigarettes with food, because I've heard so many people gain 70 pounds when they quit smoking, which is not going to happen. Anyway, I bought an electronic cigarette. Now I'm hearing on, like, CNN and stuff that they can give me cancer, that they have strychnine in them, that they have ammonia in them. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Let's talk about the logic here. Because the feds, you know, require a prescription, and they require you to go through all kinds of hoops. If I want to market something to help you quit smoking, here is like the worst personal habit a person can have in terms of their health, right? And if I want to come up with a nicotine gum, oh my gosh, they made it so hard. Now you can get these things over the counter, but they really, really made it tough. So if you, an electronic cigarette would have to be so toxic to even come close to what cigarettes do to you, I'm not sure what all the belly aching is about. But here's what's going on, all right? Because I was actually going to do this, the next story in my monologue, and we just ran out of time. So I have the article here. Here is where it's all coming from. Electronic cigarettes contain traces of toxic substances and carcinogens. Traces, remember? According to preliminary analysis. Now, this contradicts claims of electronic cigarette manufacturers or products are safe, and there's a good alternative that contain little more than water vapor, nicotine, and propylene glycol, which creates the artificial smoke. And it produces a little vapor inhaled through the battery-powered device. Now, the analysis found that several of the cartridges contain detectable levels of nitrosamines. Detectable levels of nitrosamines. Yes, there's nitrosamines in tobacco. Yes, we think nitrosamines, which you're going to find in, you know, in hot dogs and sausages, also might cause cancer, but not like cigarettes do. One cartridge was found to contain diethylene glycol. Now, that's kind of an antifreeze ingredient found in a lot of foods. And counterfeiters have substituted glycerin and toothpaste with diethylene glycol. So there's some political deal there. The Electronic Cigarette Association Industry Trade Group says in a statement the FDA testing was too narrow to reach any valid and reliable conclusions, et cetera, et cetera. I still think the product, they're going to have to really beat me over the head to say it's anywhere near as dangerous as cigarettes. And the question is whether you can use them to get off of cigarettes, whether they deliver enough nicotine. And then here is a company. Now, I can't speak for this, except they shot me a press release here. The company is called Smokestick. And most of these electronic cigarettes come from China. This company... None of these compounds that they found in the Chinese versions are found in Smokestick. CEO of the company says, blah, 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 imported from Caribbean. Our ingredients are certified in independent laboratories, do not contain any of the carcinogens found in the FDA report, et cetera, et cetera. So, what can I tell you? What is the FDA saying? Keep smoking? I don't know why they, you know, this is this all or none, just say no type of a deal, which is the way our culture acts, I think, in some of these deals. Oh, yes, let's do testing. Let's find out what's in them, etc. But hello, Mr. FDA, you allow cigarettes on the market. You think it's okay. You allow them. They are poison. They kill people. So what's all the belly aching about this particular product? How can you hold this product to a higher standard than you do cigarettes? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, look up Smokestick, see what they have to say on their website. And, S-S-T-I-K, I think, here. Let's see. S-M-O-K-E-S-T-I-K. So I, at this particular point in time, that's the only way you can get off of cigarettes. Go for it, right? Let's talk to Theodore in Texas. How you doing, Theodore?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was taking a drug called a Hydroxycut, the hardcore version, and it seems to be helping me lose weight, but I was wondering what you're thinking about, if it's unhealthy or dangerous or anything like that.
Yeah, well, didn't the feds just come down on that? I'd have to look it up. No, there's nothing there that'll help you lose weight. The ingredients in that, of course, anything you take like that, it's going to help you lose weight because you're going to believe in it. And the ingredients in this have not been shown by any major scientific study to do anything in terms of helping you lose weight. If you want to lose weight, you're going to have to do it the hard way. And besides my rant on diet pills and diet supplements, what are you going to do at the end if you do lose the weight? You're going to take these things forever? And there was some federal action against it. I have to look. I'll have to look it up. All right, we're going to talk about why your brain thinks money is a drug. Adina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Strong winds blowing through the Bay Area knocked over a eucalyptus tree, which then fell onto a row of townhomes in San Jose. Major damage to three of those homes. Loma Fire in Santa Cruz Mountains, just about 75% contained, but has burned so far more than 485 acres. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials gained 14 points, closing at 9,882. S&P 500 down 3 at 1,063. And the NASDAQ dropped 25 to close at 2,116. The Lloyd Lindsey Young forecast for the Bay Area, partly sunny and very windy this afternoon with highs in the 60s in all areas. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.625% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.625% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 10-26-09, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey! Have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama slash time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And with On Demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons. This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing. Like Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 11/30/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Amici's East Coast Pizzeria restaurants have all the requisite hallmarks of a classic New York pizzeria. Handmade crust that proof for 2 days, tomato sauce from an old family recipe, and the best whole milk mozzarella that money can buy, cooked together directly on the brick floor of an open flame oven. The finished pizzas have a foldable crust that's thin and crispy and are delivered to your table still bubbling and almost hot enough to burn the roof of your mouth. It's a simple idea, but when it's done right, it's hard to beat. Just what you'd expect from a couple of East Coast transplants who opened their first Amici's over 20 years ago. There are now 12 Amici's Bay Area locations with a friendly and professional staff serving these delicious East Coast pies with a variety of classic and contemporary toppings. Whether you dine in, take out, or have it delivered, Amici's is the real East Coast deal. Check out the menu online at Amici's.com. That's AMICIS.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Join Team in Training and get expert coaching and support to complete the half or full marathon, cycling event, or triathlon while you help create a world without cancer. Attend an information meeting to learn more. Visit teamintraining.org.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Gotta love the internet. Okay, I looked up the federal action against hydroxycut. Hydroxy, says our previous caller, gosh, I hope you're still listening. If this doesn't tell you what's going on, then nothing will. Hydroxycut products used for weight loss linked to liver damage and are being recalled, says the FDA. The FDA has received 23 reports of serious liver injuries. Here's a 19-year-old man who died warning consumers to stop immediately using 14 hydroxy cut products. I had no idea they had so many of them, and I can't read the whole list here, you know. Hydroxy cut, caffeine free, rapid release, hydroxy cut, hardcore liquid. So I have no idea. It should not be on the shelves. So if it says stop using 14 of their products, maybe they have products that are okay. And even the Council for Responsible Nutrition, which is an apologist group for the supplement industry, said both the FDA and the company took appropriate action today. We commend the FDA for warning consumers of a potential safety. Every time the FDA comes out with a safety problem with a supplement, these people come out and try to defend. It's a trade group. And, a trade group that knows they don't have any laws telling them what to do. Then their whole group of products. So it's perfect. So stop using hydroxycut. You should have known better anyway. You don't need this to happen, do you? There's a cure for weight loss. You see late night TV? Believe me, I'd tell you about it. All right, let's talk about your brain thinking money is a drug. Here's how they did a very simple piece of research. It was done in China. As kids came into the lab, students, they were told they'd be participating in a test of finger dexterity. One group's given a pile of Chinese currency to count. Another group was given blank pieces of paper to count. Then they had people plunge their fingers into bowls of hot water and rate how uncomfortable it felt. Those who had been counting money and had their hands in the hot water reported the water didn't feel so hot to them. Now, this is all picking up on research that's gone on for a while here, that the bottom line is money can act as a substitute for social acceptance, right? Think about it. Of course. You know, having money makes you feel more accepted and less insecure, no? As far as your brain's concerned, money can act as a substitute for this acceptance, reducing social discomfort and, by extension, physical discomfort, even pain. Past research shows if you put your hand in hot water and someone is standing there next to you, you feel less pain. That was a classic experiment that started us thinking about all this. Money as a substitute for social acceptance and love? Well, what can I say? This researcher says any substitute for love is a sad thing. Let's see. Students were asked a litany of questions. They feel happier after counting the money or sadder. What stood out, he says, was a feeling of strength. When subjects had been reminded of money, 10 minutes later even, they said inexplicably, they just felt stronger. See, I think it's a cash thing. If you put money in my bank account, I don't think I'd feel it. But you hand me the equivalent amount of cash. You know, I remember as a kid, cash before credit cards, before having my own checkbook and all that kind of stuff. Cash really talks to me. Doesn't it to you? I don't know. There's something about it. All right, let's talk to Karen. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing okay. I'm hoping that you can help point me in the right direction.
Sure.
My daughter, who's 31, has been experiencing decreased vision. Probably about a year and a half ago, her vision was only correctable to 20/25. And then probably 6 months ago to 2040, when she went to get her license renewed, she was unable to pass the DMV vision test with her glasses on. She went to an optometrist, and he said that he was concerned and that she should get an MRI. I used to work for an ophthalmologist, so I had her see him. He did a visual field and a bunch of other tests and said that he couldn't see anything wrong and ordered an MRI. I'm not exactly sure, you know, with and without contrast of the optic area in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The MRI came back normal. He then referred her to a retinal specialist who did a fluorescein angiogram.
Okay.
That came out normal. And I'm not sure if he did other testing or not, but that was the most obvious one.
So you're going to tell me that at this point in the game, nobody, all the king's horses and all the king's men can't figure out why she's losing her vision?
That's correct. And then she went to the corneal specialist because her grandfather has keratoconus and had a corneal transplant. The corneal specialist said that from the baseline topography that he took, he couldn't see, wasn't thinking that she had keratoconus.
All right, let's talk about this a little bit. You know, the eye is a wonderful organ because it's objective. It's objective. When a person cannot see, you almost always can see why on that initial visit. Really. So this is an unusual story. There is a condition that is, the saying is, when the doctor and the patient can't see anything. And that is optic neuritis. And that's got to be on the list.
Okay.
And so write that down and make sure someone is taking a careful, careful look-see at her. There is no reason that I can think of that she'd be losing vision and that we won't figure out what it is. You know, one little quick test you could do, and you can do this yourself, and I'd be curious and be amazed how many ophthalmologists and optometrists will forget it. And by the way, you need to stick with ophthalmology. This is a medical problem going on right now, unless there's something really weird having to do with her, the shape of her corneas. And you're, by the way, she's doing the right thing. You're absolutely exploring the right areas. I would have seen the corneal person with the keratoconus possibility. That's the shape of the cornea. Is take, and try this on yourself until you get the right size hole. Take a piece of cardboard, take a business card of somebody, and take a pin and poke a pinhole in it.
She can see better through the pinhole test.
Okay, you're so good. You're making my day here. If you can see better through the pinhole test, then you know the problem is optical, in that it's in the lens, it's in the cornea, there's something somebody's missing, you know, in terms of dilating her, getting her under the slit lamp, because if it was the retina, you see, so that would eliminate the optic neuritis thing. Because the pinhole, like old pinhole cameras, I can't get into the optical explanation, but the light isn't bent, it goes straight through the pinhole, and you can see it's duller. So anyone out there who has wears glasses and has terrible problems seeing, you do a pinhole thing, and you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see.
I mean,
I even saw someone once make pinhole glasses to try to cure all eye problems. So what does a doctor say? So who did the pinhole test on her?
All of them. Well, the ophthalmologist and mm-hmm. the retinal specialist both did the pinhole test. I mean, they couldn't get her to 20/20 with it.
Right. Right, right, but it does improve it. And even with her glasses on, the pinhole test, I don't know what to say, Karen, except I would be amazed if you called me back in 3 weeks and no one could still figure out what was going on with her. The visual field test can be critical. Really, really careful look at her macula to make sure there's nothing going on there, subtle. There are a whole bunch of things that that still there's a way to go here. Good retinal examinations. And, you know, here's the thing I'm going to have to leave you with this is I can tell you hundreds, maybe thousands of times in my career on radio and off radio is nothing shows up. The person sees all the doctors, all the king's horses, all the kings, you know, men. And then they go back, they keep at it. And 3 weeks later, a month later, the changes we were looking for show up. You can get very early in disease, very early in the symptoms of something, but there's nothing negative on all the tests, and then the negative tests start coming in. So do not give up. Do not just, like, give up and go away for a year. She has to keep at it and ask the doctors what they think. She's got to go to the university center. She's going to have to do that. But so far, your exploration is right. You sound logical, and they'll figure it out. All right, I got a scoop. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
With all of the stimulus money being thrown around these days, you might be asking yourself, where's mine? Well, it's right here. If your business qualifies, you could earn up to $400 just for being sensible. Introducing the Comerica Bank Sensible Stimulus for Small Business. It rewards small businesses with up to $400 just for making sensible, prudent decisions, like saving time, money, and the environment. At Comerica, we've been helping small businesses grow since 1871. And now you can earn up to $400 for letting us help your business grow sensibly. Just sign up and use new services like Comerica Web Bill Pay, which lets you pay all of your vendors online, or Comerica Business Deposit Capture, which lets you deposit checks without ever leaving your office. To see how your business can earn up to $400, visit a Comerica Banking Center or comerica.com/grow. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, and equal opportunity lender. Complete program rules available at comerica.com/grow.
Good golly, look at this sugar content.
Excuse me?
Sorry, just doing my nutrition label thing.
It's kind of an obsession, isn't it?
Exactly.
I even use the nutrition label principle to choose my family's medical group.
Huh. How's that?
Well, I knew I wanted an HMO to save out-of-pocket costs. Then, when I had to choose from the medical groups inside my HMO, I just treated it like comparing nutrition labels.
There are differences? So who had more quality ingredients?
Hill Physicians Medical Group, rated among the best in the state. Flexible, too, because your doctor can refer you to a specialist fast. You get more with Hill. Health classes, even discounts on massage and yoga.
Oh, I love yoga.
Look inside your HMO and select Hill Physicians Medical Group.
You'll get more with Hill Physicians. You'll get more with Hill.
Call 1-800-445-5747 or visit hillphysicians.com/getmore.
Reagan, O'Reilly.
When it comes to your vehicle, would you rather avoid surprises? Routine maintenance will help keep your car or truck running right. To extend the life of your vehicle, change the oil and filter every 3,000 miles. Flush and fill your antifreeze every 2 years. Change your shocks every 50,000 miles. And check your battery and fluid levels every month. Your nearby Cregan Auto Parts store has the name brands, low prices, and helpful people to provide just what you need. Make us part of your routine.
If it's time to top off or flush and refill your cooling system, stop by your local Cregan O'Reilly store for peak 50-50 antifreeze. Buy one, get one free. It's pre-diluted for convenience, so there's no need to add water. Protect your engine with peak 50-50 antifreeze. Now buy one, get one free at Cregan O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jim. How can I help you, Jim? Dr. Dean Adell here.
Oh, I can't resist asking you another question. That
what does that mean?
that money reducing the pain perception, did naloxone, naltrexone reverse that?
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? That would be absolutely fascinating. That would be the next thing you do, what Jim is referring to. Sometimes with placebo effects even, or whatever, your brain can secrete these substances that may negate it, the pleasure part. In other words, when you feel pleasure, even with food, even with drugs, your brain can secrete these opiates, you know, endorphins, you've all heard of those, and that can be blocked by these opiate blockers. So that would be interesting. That would be interesting. All right, what was the other question?
I'm sure you've read the classic study on semi-starvation, and these people were losing, done during World War II, these guys were losing jobs and girlfriends, and it just totally messed them up with their obsession with food. Are these people now doing calorie restrictions? Are they getting the same thing?
Well, are you referring to, like, prisoners of war, that study?
No, these were just volunteers, conscientious objectors.
Right, right, right.
Volunteered for semi-starvation.
Right, well, let's talk about it. The objections that I hear anytime one of these studies comes out, which finds that caloric restriction is a secret to a long life, and whether it's done in animals or humans, the objections come from a group of people who feel that when you put information out like that, it becomes dangerous because some members of our society will use it to justify pathological behavior, i.e. eating disorders and anorexia, and that there are websites out there where some people who have a deep psychological problem use this information and say, no, it's healthier. There they are, 70 pounds, they're anorexic, they've gone too far. It's a great example about the gray areas in life. And that one extreme or the other is always bad. It's like heat will burn your house down, too much of it, too little, you're going to freeze. That doesn't mean that there isn't an appropriate amount that's healthy. This is the same argument that I hear used when we don't tell people that alcohol seems to help in longevity and reduction of heart disease and cancer. And while the studies aren't all perfect, there have been hundreds of them, and that people object to making this recommendation because some people will become alcoholics. Well, it raises a fundamental question, that are we to be responsible for people who would take things to extreme, and that therefore we should deprive them of accurate information about it. As far as health and caloric restriction goes, the big bombshell a month or two ago was the primate study. It was funny because we were just talking about it on this program because this program was on the air, 30 years ago when they started the primate studies. And they were going to feed these primates calorically restricted diets and follow them for 20, 30 years because a chimp can live that long. And the results are starting to come in. And indeed, they live a lot longer and have less cancer and less heart disease. There's been some criticisms of the study saying, well, even the control group eating a normal diet, that was too much. Those monkeys in these labs were getting too much food to begin with. And so restricting them just brought them back down to a normal diet and really wasn't truly restricted, and et cetera. And we should always criticize studies that have such major import before we start launching this on human beings. But I'm a believer, not based on final proof. I'm a believer based on the evidence I've seen so far and my gut instinct. Because when I look for the commonality of why is it when people move to the United States, whether it's Hispanics or Japanese, they start getting more cancer and start getting our diseases. And while many people focus on a singular food, oh, it's all the French fries. Oh, no, it's the trans fats. Oh, every year we have a new bad guy. To me, it's about calories, obesity, does seem to at a certain level. Now, mind you, we also find that the healthiest level is to be a little overweight. That's the healthiest, not to be skinny. But that true obesity does seem to wreak havoc in so many different areas. Anyway, yes, taken to an extreme, it's a bad, bad thing, and people become obsessive about it, just like they become obsessive about eating too much. It's the same deal. But the other question still, still remains. Still remains. All right, let's, what do we do? Let's take a quickie, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe. Since 1948, our trained professionals have been getting the job done on time and leaving homes as clean or cleaner than we found them. And now MasterServe is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. We've never done this on a regular basis, and there's never been a better time than now to repipe your home with our 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,500 in tax credits, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. These huge savings will simply not last, so take advantage of them now. Remember, it's the 30% discount, a free tankless water heater, and the tax credits. Go to repipenow.com. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
Hello, we're talking with The Talker.
Hello, I am The Talker. Hello to all of you out there who are to listen.
The Talker talks using the UMA.
And that is why I, The Talker, use the UMA, which allows me to talk on my home phone for free, which makes for the talking more fun. For the example, a thing to say, what do you think of this weather? It is so hot or cold, and it is interesting to say it is cold when it is
just
hot.
Plug in your home phone to the UMA device, and then the UMA into your high-speed internet connection.
And there I am talking to my friends, or to strangers, or enemies who will listen. Well, actually, they do not listen, as they are the ones who hang up, stopping them from
hearing. And with the UMA, you'll also get caller ID, 911 service, call waiting, and crystal clear voice quality. Plus, the UMA costs just $249.99 with no monthly fees.
Of course, you must understand that your first word on the UMA will cost you $249.99, but the words will cost less and less the more words you use.
Thank you, The Talker. For your UMA, go to UMA.com. That's OOMA.com.
And I have calculated that my words now cost just 0.03 of a cent.
Now, talk isn't just cheap. It's free. Now available at Radio Shack, Amazon, and Best Buy.
Well, goodbye.
Fellow insects, welcome to the state of California.
Yay!
They call us invasive pests. Why? We invaded California.
Yeah!
So let's hear it.
We're here and we're hungry.
For the vineyards, orchards, vegetables, and trees. Here are the light brown apple moths. How many grapes did you wreck today?
A ton.
Hey, Gypsy Moth, tell us.
I never met a tree I didn't like.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest, infest, infest.
We can fight invasive pests.
Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com, because they're here and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Frank. How you doing, Frank? Welcome to the program. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Yes, Dr. Adell?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I listened to your program a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned something about taking vitamins and minerals when you had cancer, and I believe you said it wasn't recommended. I was just recently last week found out that I had bone cancer. And I have been using a CPAC. I have been using that one for a couple of years. And they just increased the volume up because I've gone down a little. But I was just wondering, is it okay to use a CPAC, or am I increasing cancer cells?
How would that work?
Well, I mean, the CPAC is supposed to, you know, help because I'm stopped breathing during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it just doesn't help your muscles grow, and, you know, it gives you heart problems and stuff. And I'm just wondering, if I'm take the CPAC and I'm using it, is this helping my body so much that is it increasing the cancer cells?
Increasing the cancer cells in what way, though? How would that work? In other words, what's the theory here?
Because I'm not getting the oxygen.
Ah, okay. Now, there you hit it on the head. Okay, because apropos of earlier conversations, we find vitamins increasing your chances of cancer, increasing your death rate with cancer, especially if you're using chemotherapy because of the way they act and the idea that vitamins are maybe feeding the cancer cells. In your case, no, because basically, your body, if I give you a lot of oxygen, let's suppose I give you pure oxygen to breathe, which is toxic. Remember, the atmosphere is 80% nitrogen. Most people think it's oxygen. No, it's 80% nitrogen, only 20% oxygen. If you breathe through oxygen, what happens is your blood vessels constrict, your respiratory rate will go down, even your heart rate can change because it wants to keep it at the same level. So I don't think your cells, in other words, the cells, the cancer cells in your bones, are seeing more oxygen when you use a CPAP machine. We're just trying to get the amount of oxygen your body should have. Normally, you're not getting extra because, once again, air in the CPAP is only 20% anyway, all right? It's just changing relationship. So you'll be fine. And good luck with the bone cancer, all right? I'm Dr. Dean Adell. That is the program. Please join me for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
It will thrill and it will terrify. The original cinematic vampire film, Nosferatu. This Halloween, Dennis James accompanies this classic silent killer live on the thundering Rufati organ. Call 415-864-6000 for tickets. Order online at sfsymphony.org. This Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Davies Symphony Hall. The first and best vampire thriller, Nosferatu, with the Rufati organ.
Healthcare is scary. It's big. It's confusing, and too often it's not even about health. But at St. Mary's and St. Francis, it is about health. That's why we've made finding a primary care physician easy during open enrollment. Call 877-884-A-DOC to speak with a representative who can match you up with a doctor right in your own neighborhood, or go to getadoctor.org to choose one for yourself. St. Francis and St. Mary's, we've taken a side on healthcare. Yours.
Are you suffering from wounds in the bottom of your feet that are not healing properly? If left untreated, these wounds can lead to serious infections and additional medical consequences. A research study is currently being conducted in our area to evaluate various treatments for diabetic foot ulcers and is seeking volunteers who have wounds on their feet that are not healing properly. If you meet the participation criteria, you'll receive all study-related care and study treatments at no cost to you. So, If you're a type 2 diabetic and have wounds on the bottom of your feet that are not healing properly, call the Center for Clinical Research at 1-800-363-1069 for more information. Remember, all study-related care is at no cost to you. Call the Center for Clinical Research today at 1-800-363-1069. That's 1-800-363-1069.
So, the 15-year-old suspect in the Richmond gang rape is not being identified in the press. Why not? KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, it's 2 o'clock.